Stephen, where are we at this point?
Well, coming into today, we had a plan supported by the leadership and looked like it was making headway. This is a plan that would have cut education funding by 0.5%, the general state aid to school districts, taken some money from some other places, that adds up to $38 million. Then they would redistribute that back to school districts based on their property tax values. But some lawmakers did not like that it cut schools, basically, to help schools. So there's been a lot of pressure from lawmakers wanting something that did not include that half percent cut to school districts, and it looks like they now have a plan. In the House, they just released a new plan, and it just passed out of committee, that would use some money from the sale of the Kansas Bioscience Authority, which is planned coming up, and some of that KBA sale money would go to offset the classroom cuts. So that has been eliminated from the bill. So now we're waiting for this new proposal to go to both chambers and just see how it proceeds.
This latest plan is also a GOP plan?
Yes. The pressure was really coming from a lot of people kind of in the center of the caucus. We're talking like moderate Republicans. And so they were pushing for a plan that did not cut schools, as I was saying. And so the leadership offered, it sounds like, some people are telling me, offered them this option. And so at this point, this option was offered by the leadership, but it was really pressure from other lawmakers that made them come up with this option.
The special session began yesterday, but it is obviously going into today, maybe tonight. What about this weekend?
Well, at this point, it's not clear. We just had Senator Terry Bruce, the Senate Majority Leader, say on the floor that people may want to be getting hotel rooms. I think the hope was that they could take the original plan and pass that through both the chambers and be done. But now that the plan has been changed, I think they're looking at probably some more time.
Let's turn now to Jim McLean, another State House reporter, Jim with the KHI News Service in Topeka. Jim McLean, earlier today, the Kansas Senate failed to pass a constitutional amendment that was designed to prevent the Kansas Supreme Court, as well as the legislature, from closing public schools in the future. Tell us how that went down.
It was really a debate about the separation of powers at the state government level, and it was clearly a lot of members of the Senate wanted to make a statement that was critical of the Supreme Court, which, of course, has forced this issue and forced this special session. But it was a close vote. It needed two-thirds votes to pass because it was a constitutional amendment. Again, it would have offered this question to the people of Kansas on the ballot, but it failed by only one vote to get that two-thirds majority. Senator David Haley of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas Democrat, stood up on the floor and said that this is just the legislature throwing a temper tantrum, kind of stomping its feet and holding its breath. However, very few people around the State House think that it could have passed the House, even if it had passed in the Senate.
And even if it had, it would just be put on the November ballot. But now that's not going to happen. I assume that all of the attention of the legislature is now going to be focused on the school funding fix.
Yes, yeah, I think so. Senator Anthony Hensley, a Topeka Democrat, said the constitutional amendment question was simply a distraction from the main business of this special session, which is addressing the court decision and getting a school funding formula that will pass muster with the Kansas Supreme Court. Now, I think all the activity you're seeing today, Republican leaders really came in hoping to make quick work of this, and that's not happening. And so I think what you're seeing today is evidence that the vote margins are pretty close here. And the Republican leaders are having to bargain with moderate, as Stephen said, moderates in their own caucus and Democrats to get something put together that can pass. But again, I think all of this activity is simply an indication that it's going to be a close vote.